أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وزكريا إذ نادى ربه رب لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to us of Dunnun, the man of the fish, Yunus alayhi salam, and the dua that he made. And something we learned from this beautiful chapter of the Quran called Surah Al-Anbiya and many other chapters of the Quran is that dua was an integral part of the lives of the Anbiya. Allah speaks of the du'as of the Anbiya throughout the Quran. Firstly, to teach us that they always relied on du'a and they never considered du'a as an optional act of worship, as an optional ibadah, that it is something you do occasionally. Or they never considered du'a to be confined and restricted to a certain location or to a certain month in the year or to a certain night in the week. No. Every moment of their lives they turn to Allah and they make dua. And that's the importance of dua. And dua, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has called it the essence of ibadah, the core of ibadah. Why is it called the essence of ibadah? Because the whole purpose of ibadah, when we worship Allah, for example, when we pray salah, the whole objective is to express our servitude before Allah, helplessness before Allah. And that meaning of expressing helplessness and expressing our weakness and brokenness is found in dua more than it is found in any other act of worship. That is the essence of dua. You are expressing your weakness, your helplessness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is found in the lives of Anbiya. And that's why we cannot do without dua. Because if you don't have dua in your life, you are relying on your own strength. You are telling Allah, I do not need, indirectly, I do not need your help and your assistance in my life. That is when you do not have dua in your life. When you have dua in your life, at every moment, throughout your day, and throughout your life, you are turning to Allah. One is, of course, raising the hands and making dua, spending some moments in dua, and one is turning to Allah in every moment, making dua with the heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to us of the dua of Ayyub alayhi salam. He made the dua when he was affected by the illness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to us about the dua of Yunus alayhi salam. He was going through anxiety and distress. Allah now speaks to us about the dua of Zakariya alayhi salam. Allah says, "What Zakariya?" In ayah number 89 of Surah Anbiya. Allah says, "And remember Zakariya. Speak to them of Zakariya alayhi salam. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ." When he called out to his Rabb and he made dua. Zakariya alayhi salam is close to 100 years old. His wife is just as old as him, a few years younger than him. Allah has not blessed them with children. One is advanced age, extremely old, and also his wife cannot give birth medically. She cannot give birth scientifically. It's impossible for her to give birth. She is barren. So she could never conceive a child. But he turns to Allah. He knows that nothing is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said in Zakariya, remember when he called out to his Rabb, what was the dua that he made? رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا. Oh Allah, do not leave me alone. Do not leave me without any children. Do not leave me without offspring. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. Oh Allah, you are the best of inheritors. Allah says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. We responded to him. We answered the dua of Zakariya alayhi salam. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَا. And we gave him a gift in the form of Yahya. وَأَصْلَحْنَا لَهُ زَوْجًا. Allah says, and we made his wife good for him. We made his wife good for him. She had a medical condition, and because of that medical condition, she could not give birth. Allah says, we made it good for him. It does not mean that if it is medically impossible, and it is scientifically impossible, we give up, and we feel that nothing can be done about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to reverse every ailment and to reverse every condition that we may experience. Allah says, we are the one who made his wife good for him, made her suitable for him so that she could bear children. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the causes or the means that they had adopted in order for their du'as to be answered. What was it? Allah said, both of them, the entire family of Zakariya, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. They used to race toward all good actions. Always they were looking for opportunity to perform acts of good. And they would race towards acts of good, all acts of righteousness and piety. وَيَدْعُونَنَا. And they used to always make dua to us. They never stopped making dua. And when they make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, at the time of dua, they would call out to us and make dua to us, رَغَبًا, having hope, وَرَهَبًا, and having fear. These are two primary attributes and characteristics that a believer must possess. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, Al-Iman bayn al-khawfi wal-raja. Iman, faith in Allah, is a state that is between two other states. Your iman and your faith in Allah should be between hope and fear in Allah. Hope in the mercy of Allah, right? So you're always hopeful of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there must be also an element of fear of the punishment of Allah. Because if there's only hope, a person becomes complacent. There's only hope. You become complacent, and you feel that, well, Allah is merciful, and Allah is kind, and Allah is generous, which certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and then you feel there's no need for you to do acts of righteousness. But there must be an element of fear as well. And if there's only fear, then you become paralyzed, then you do not, you become so despondent if there's only fear. So there must be a balance. There must be a balance in everything in life. There must be a balance. It is between the hope and fear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they used to make dua to us, raghaban, having hope in our mercy, that through the good deeds that they performed, perhaps through those good deeds, Allah will answer dua. And they had fear. What was the fear? That perhaps due to whatever offenses and shortcomings and weaknesses we may have, Allah might not answer the dua. Maybe there's a possibility that we incur the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they were humble before us. They were humble. When they stepped before us, and when they made dua before us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they expressed humility and their utter need and desperation. Never ta'ala grant us.